It's shocking. He's a liar. He's absolutely lying. He's lying about everything.
He says he snuck in. He infiltrated the jihadists at a local mosque in Tampa. Video to come.
Tampa Bay Islam event. Going undercover. Pray for me.
So I made myself inside here. And
a pastor who served in ministry. How did you feel going to the Dean Center?
Some of the nicest, warmest, kindest, friendliest people. Honest, sincere.
He was lying the whole time. He lied about his name. He said he was Muslim for 1.5 years, that he was just coming as a Muslim to watch the lectures.
This is a warning to every mosque and Muslim community in Florida and America. Beware.
The Muslim community, we don't want you in our country. We don't want you here. Respectfully, get the out of my country.
A man named Jacob Jake Lang, a Senate candidate in Florida, a man who went to jail for beating up police officers who Trump pardoned and is now making Trump look really bad. He went from disturbing the peace in Dearborn, Michigan, and now doing the same thing in Florida. He entered a peaceful Muslim family event, disguising himself as a Muslim in order to infiltrate the gathering, deceive the attendees, and provoke a disturbance. And it was done with the clear intention of creating division and stirring up hate between Muslims and Christians. Trump, who pardoned this man, I'm sure is against this type of behavior and should call him out, since Trump pardoned him, vouched for him, and he's making Trump look very bad. As we'll see, first-hand witnesses, accounts from attendees that were there, including Pastor Bob, a Christian pastor.
I'm laughing, like, uncomfortable. I felt like I was in a den of cats.
This former prisoner lied about who he was, disrupted the event, and then went online spreading lies and asking for your money. As you'll hear from the many witnesses who were there.
I'm shocked. I'm saddened because this is showing such lies about the Islam community.
Claiming he was attacked and asking for your money in the end to spread his hate. This family event with children was live streamed. Everyone can watch it and see that his claims are completely false. Today, we are exposing him as the liar he is and warning the community all over America, especially in Florida, about this dangerous behavior. In this video, you will hear from multiple eyewitnesses, including Christians who attended the event, and even Pastor Bob.
And I put my arm around him. You know, brothers.
Yes, a Christian pastor was there. A Christian pastor who was welcomed with love, kindness, and had a wonderful experience. Their testimony completely contradicts Jacob Lang's manufactured story. So who will you believe? The live stream and the Christian witnesses, the attendees that were actually there, or a man who came in disguise, deceived, lied to provoke chaos? I need you right now to share this video. It's very urgent. Send it to the local media. Let every good-hearted American, be it a Muslim, Christian, Jewish, people of other faiths, and people with no faith, see what this Senate candidate is doing, this former cop beating prisoner. Will you remain silent, or will you speak out against this disgusting attempt to divide America, to divide our communities?
You just read the former prisoner who got out after the J6, and he came here, and you just read Jacob Lang's a message on social media. What are your thoughts?
It's shocking. He's a liar. He's absolutely lying. He's lying about everything. I have been here for all the days with this event going on. There has been nothing but warmness, kindness. No one has ever been kicked out. I've been welcomed, and I'm a Christian, right, Mohammed? And I'm shocked. I'm saddened because this is showing such lies about the Islam community. It's absolute lies. And I have a grandson who has converted. It has changed his life for the better. He's 20. I still call him a kid. He's a great kid. He's trying to welcome others into Islam to show it's a peaceful, loving nation. And in fact, I spoke with Muhammad today. I might be converting in the next day or so. Myself.
Wow. Amazing news.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing, bro? You know?
So tell me, so I just got surprised. Again, we had another unexpected visitor. And the guy, Jacob, we talked about this on my program, that agent, provocateur, going to Dearborn, putting the Quran, trying to burn it, pork on a bone, even though pork is prohibited in the Bible.
It's one of the top sources of toxoplasmosis. And from a biblical standpoint, when you read Leviticus 11, 7 through 8, here's what it says. And the pig, because it parts the hoof and is cloven-footed, but does not chew the cud, it is unclean for you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, and you shall not touch their carcasses, for they are unclean.
Anyway, another discussion, but look at the deception. Like, the guy comes in faking he's Muslim. What happened? He put on a thobe, a hat, trespass. What happened?
Yeah, no, he was coming in. I asked him a few questions, and the brother said, hey, man, you know what? If he's a Muslim, he's trying to learn. More than welcome. So we got him in there. He sat
even
there.
If he's not anybody's welcome.
Anybody's welcome. So we said, you know what? More than welcome to come in. But when he sat down and he learned, and the lecture was about gratitude.
That's the whole theme. That's the interesting thing. This is the whole theme. And it's being live streamed. Okay. It's live streamed. You can see this online as it's going on. So the whole convention, the whole 3 days is about gratitude to who? To the creator of the heavens and earth. So what happened?
So I think he got bored after the first lecture, but he actually learned a lot about gratitude.
How long was he there sitting?
He was there for at least like another 20, 30 minutes.
That's
so.
Jacob Lang.
When you have that, you live in the state of greatness, the way that your righteousness
And he learned. You know what? He learned and he actually accepted it. Maybe he's not going to post it on his video, but he said, hey, so yeah, it was a good lecture.
What did you say to him?
I said, hey, I'm glad you learned something about gratitude. You know? Uh-huh. So that's something he learned because he was expecting something else. Yeah. But I said, hey, whatever you're expecting, it's not what you're going to find over here.
They were expecting some, like, Sharia takeover, you know, Muslims making a plot and plan to take over America, Muslim boogeyman, Sharia, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but he didn't find what he wanted. He just walked out.
Did he tell you why did he try to blend in?
Yeah, one of the brothers really asked a good question. He said, hey, why are you cosplaying a Muslim right now?
Yeah.
Are you cosplaying a Muslim?
Cosplaying a Muslim.
Yeah, he was blending in.
They're blending in. I said, hey, you don't really have to do that to come into a mosque. You can just say, hey, I don't know anything about Islam. I want to learn. Come on in. You're more than welcome. You can have some halal food, you know. He's got some good tasting food over here. Enjoy yourself.
Come on, Jacob. Why are you doing that, man? Being all mischievous and stuff. Imagine now if you did this to a synagogue. Imagine now he did that. He's actually Jewish, but imagine we would never disrespect the Jewish people like that to go into the synagogue and try and, you know, dress like a Jew with a big hat.
He was lying the whole time. He lied about his name. He said he was Muslim for 1.5 years, that he was just coming as a Muslim to watch the lectures when he was actually a Christian the entire time. So it's interesting to see how Christians, they always lie and say these types of things when you would never see a Muslim do the same thing. You would never see a Muslim come and go to a church and lie and say that they're a Christian just to infiltrate and spread hate.
This guy was doing taqiyah, okay? Even though this is not in Quran or Sunnah, all right? We don't lie like this and deceive. And they accuse Muslims of doing taqiyah. Have you heard of this term, taqiyah?
Only for Shias, not for Sunni Muslims, not for us.
Exactly, right? Because we know, that's another topic about truthfulness and being honest. And one of the despised characteristics that God hates is a liar. You just come in, and even your Bible, your own Bible tells you not to lie. So we got a witness here that this Jacob Lang, this former prisoner that Trump let out, and he's disrespecting Trump now also. And this is like someone Trump signed for you to come out. And look what you're doing. You're giving Trump a bad name because now he vouched for you. And go ahead, finish your story.
No, it was just very, very, like, disturbing to see how dishonest he was being the entire time. If he would have came as saying, I'm a Christian and I want to learn, nothing would have happened. He would just came and sat down and would have been the same thing. We would have let him, but the fact that he had to lie and dress as a Muslim, he bought clothes to look like a Muslim, it was just very, you know, I didn't like it at all.
Complete deception. And we don't blame Christianity for this, mm-hmm. right? This is somebody who's faking, like he's a, many are calling him out as a fake Christian.
It suits you, hey, by the way. Being Muslim will probably suit you.
And actually,
know?
That thobe, look, no, I'm not wearing a thobe. You're not wearing a thobe.
No.
Actually, look, he's not wearing a thobe, right? That's not like, that's, you know, imitating actually Jesus on the Sermon of the Mount. Have you seen a picture of Jesus?
Correct.
He's wearing a thobe.
Yeah, it's just a representation of the manners of the Muslims compared to, you know, like what's even supposed to be, like, that's not the manners of a Christian. That's not the manners of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. You know, if you're going to be a Christian, you should, you know, reflect what Jesus Christ taught you.
I mean,
were you there? Did you see what happened with this Jacob Lang who came in?
Yeah, I mean, I never heard of the dude. His acting was pretty terrible, so it was kind of obvious from the get-go. He was hesitating when brother was giving the khutbah. He was hesitating, you know, didn't have enough courage. You know, he kept pulling out his phone. He was nervous, like, can I use the bathroom? Comes out, just waits till the very end just to do that, I guess.
What do you do at the
end? He was recording saying, you know, that Islam is taking over. Islamification, and that it's a white Christian country, whatever that means. I don't know, I guess according to him, but alhamdulillah.
Jake is a white male, 5'10". He was wearing a beige tunic with khaki pants, and he posed as a Muslim brother. So he was welcome in the conference room. He listened to the lecture, and right after that, he decided to act a little bit belligerent and defiant, because for him, it was his first goal was to create trouble. But he was received with a lot of love. He was escorted out peacefully, and he started saying stuff that are not really pleasant that I will not repeat here for the sake of morale and the Muslim values. And we were able to make him understand that we're not going to basically indulge into violence with him. He was met with words of love and basically wisdom from the Quran, and I believe he wasn't really quite happy about it. He said a bunch of stuff saying that he hates Muslim and Muslims shouldn't be here and all that, but we made him understand that that's his view. He's entitled to it, and we're not going to be against him, but we're going to show him that it's more about the love that we are to show him according to the Muslim values. And it was a good day because we were able to show somebody that with love, we can solve everything. That's pretty much what happened.
I like what you said, that when you show what you, when you show someone love,
someone love, when you show, when you show when you show a full love, he gets confused because he doesn't know what it is. So it will be good for them to understand what love is about and how it can change their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting? He could have just came in and said, look, I'm Christian. I want to learn about Islam. I want to see what you... We're live streaming this. This is not a secret, you know?
Yeah.
So you can watch it online. It's being live streamed.
Yeah.
But if you just come in, that's why we're actually making this facility. It's an educational center to help educate Jews, Christians, not yet Muslims out there about this way of life, this beautiful way of life.
Yeah, but you know, when you're doing something and you know it's the right thing, you will always have enemies. The key point, whether you're Muslim or whatever you are, just keep sharing love. And this is what we saw here. Everybody can have the misconception about Islam or anything, but at the end of the day, you see that love prevails, and this is what we saw here. You know, me personally, that's what I saw, and I'm convinced that he's thinking about it, and we'll pray that one day he understands. You know?
Since in Islam, we believe in one God. We don't worship idols. We don't worship people. We love Jesus. We love Moses, we love Abraham, we love Muhammad, we believe they're all prophets of God. We believe that that one true God that Jesus worshipped is the same one true God we worship.
Islam has changed William in the most amazing ways. Most amazing ways. I'm devastated by what I've seen here. I'm absolutely devastated. And thank you for hosting this. Thank you for doing this.
They're just looking for a reaction. They're looking for trouble. We're here to educate humanity. And you see, brothers and sisters, what we're up against, but alhamdulillah, we're going to continue striving to get the Dawah Center, the educational center, open so we can go ahead and educate humanity on the most misunderstood way of life. We need your support right now. Assalamu alaikum. So you're actually one of the speakers here at the conference. It's actually being streamed online, so anybody can go online. What are your thoughts to what you just read?
Well, this conference is about gratitude to the Creator, and we say that we show our gratitude to Allah, to the Creator, by serving other people, by being kind to other people. So we are about serving, benefiting other people. As a matter of fact, the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, told us that the most beloved of people to Allah are those who are the most beneficial to other people. And some of the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are when we are kind to other people, when we take care of their debts, when we support them when they're in need, when we feed them when they're hungry. So this conference is all about gratitude to Allah by showing gratitude and servitude to Him and to his creation. So that's what this whole conference has been about.
Was there any conspiracy to take over America?
Absolutely not. This whole idea was about sharing this beautiful message of Islam with as many people as we possibly can, showing them the beauty of Islam, showing them that Islam is all about peace, love to Allah Azza wa Jal, to share, to be kind to other people, to be kind to our parents, our families, our communities, our society, build institutions where we can do good things for his sake. That's all it's about. It's all
and you
about.
Were one of the speakers, right?
Yes, I was one of the speakers here. Been here since Friday.
Yeah. So what did you think?
I think he lied because I've been here the past 3 days and they're kind of doing different events, just educating people on Islam and kind of going over specifically family values and ways that, you know, the spouse to treat one another, being grateful for certain things in light of Islam and the teachings of Islam. And that's pretty much kind of the bulk of it. But there wasn't any sort of hostile interaction other than him coming to the gate. We were told there's someone outside trying to start something, but it's under control, blah, blah, blah. So I heard about that. That was the only hostile interaction there was when he kind of showed up and was kind of recording this phone, like, oh, you can't let Christians in here. And it's we actually did let a Christian in, I think yesterday. He was kind of sitting in the front row, actually. They were doing a fundraiser and he was there. So I think it's kind of weird and a strange lie. So I think did we live stream?
It's live streamed also. Yeah.
So anybody who doesn't know can look at the live streams and you'll kind of see what's going on in here. And there's nothing to hide. I mean, yeah, so that's it.
It doesn't look like you're from Pakistan or from India. You're an American?
Yeah, I'm American. Yeah. Former Christian too, so, you know.
Well, why did you accept Islam?
Why? It's a long story, but I learned about Islam and compared it to Christianity, and I just believe it more. Made more sense. It's consistent. It's meticulously preserved. I mean, there's no religion preserved like it, in the world. And it kind of fills in all the gaps of Christianity. Same with Judaism as well. It kind of made the most sense. So in a nutshell, that's kind of why I accepted it. But yeah, so I guess that's about it.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah, I don't think you can be a Muslim if you don't believe in Jesus, because that's one of the prophets. So you have to, Islam is like a whole package. You have to accept all of it, right? If you reject parts of it and kind of cherry pick, it's kind of an act of disbelief Islamically, and it could take you out of the fold of Islam and you wouldn't be a Muslim anymore.
What would you say to people who have become victim to the hate propaganda? They really fear, sincere people who are just, scared because there's millions are being pumped into this propaganda machine. What would you say to your average American about Islam? Since you've been living it now for how long?
I've been Muslim for about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I would say just learn about it from Muslims that practice the religion, because I mean, they're going to know it better than someone who kind of learns about it just as a academic thing and they don't practice it. Because the Muslim who's practicing it correctly and they have knowledge of the religion, they're going to know all the nuances to the religion that, some random person that's just kind of going in and learning about it that doesn't practice the religion, that you're going to have an easier time learning from someone like that. Just go to a mosque. They're very open. They let anybody in. Just be respectful. Just learn about it.
They let anybody in.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not restricted now.
Yeah, people show
we
up.
We want people to go ahead and read the Quran and come in and learn about Islam.
Just show up and ask about it. And I'm sure the people there, for the most part, would just direct you to someone that might know more than them, or they might themselves just kind of teach you about it, answer any questions. And yeah, I mean, I showed up at a masjid. I just showed up as a white dude, and I just kind of walked in and listened to the Friday sermon and nobody cared at all. So it's not really that hard. You can go online as well. And I would learn from Islamic sources that are correct. Don't just search why Islam is wrong, right? You're going to have people who will intentionally try to, make up stuff against the religion or take authentic texts and twist the context to make it seem like it's, has some sort of malicious meaning or something like that. I'd recommend learning from a Muslim, because then they're not going to sugarcoat the religion for you either. Anything that's, the truth they're going to tell you. We're not going to lie to you to make you accept you know, unfortunately, there might be corrupt Muslims out there that might want to lie to, you know, just to get you to, like, believe it. But, you know, that's very rare. I don't never seen anyone do that. But, you know, I think it should just be easy to learn from Muslims. Yeah.
Hi, this is Lynn. She's a Christian,
yes.
Non-Muslim, and you were here at the conference. How did you feel?
I felt very comfortable. I was welcomed with warm hearts, no problems. In fact, in the other masjid that I go pick my grandson up, I have gone in many times. They've invited me in many times. I have gone in, and I've sat in the masjid during service. I've been nothing but welcomed with love, nothing else.
Did you feel when you were inside that they were conspiring something, like there was some hidden plot to take over America?
No, not at all. The further thing, they love America. I believe Muslims love America, and they're trying to make America a safer, better place for our children. And so I don't know where these wild ideas are coming from. definitely, there's no truth to that. Absolutely. I've said many, many times, I have met the most wonderful, wonderful friends through the Muslim community. They have been nothing but kind, generous. They've helped me in times of need. So I don't know where these people are coming with their ideas at all.
Thank you.
So, yeah, he came to the door, he came to the gate, dressed as a Muslim, pretending to be a Muslim. We accepted him. We had our doubts about, you know, how he came to his religion. He looked a little bit off, but we welcomed him with open arms. We let him know that he's not allowed to record inside. He's not allowed to have his phone out inside, but he's more than welcome to come in. And we welcomed him. He came. He sat for a lecture. I hope he learned something. He sat for a whole lecture. And then when he went to the prayer hall, some of the brothers recognized him from his Dearborn videos. And that's when they confronted him. Why are you, you know, pretending? Why are you dressed as a Muslim and trying to play the part? That's when he got his phone out, started recording, and made a big scene around him. But it was already time for prayer, so people were already going in that direction for prayer. You know, obviously, we don't welcome negative behavior here, but any Christian, any person of any other faith is more than welcome. The event is live streamed. They can always see everything that we're discussing. You know, this is an event to welcome every single person and to let the community know what Islam has to offer. Islam is about community. It's, look at the people that's here, you know. It's kids, women, children, everyone is welcome. And when he was leaving, after everything was confronted and everything was out, I even walked up to him and I asked him, why did you have to pretend? You could have just said, I'm a Christian. You didn't even need to say that I'm interested to learn about your religion. You could have just said, I want to know what's happening. I want to know what you guys are doing. You're more than welcome to come in. We even welcomed him and invited him back to come again. I doubt that he's going to post that part in the video. But yeah, this is the situation.
You read his post on Facebook.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
And listen, he has a specific agenda that he's trying to push, and from his own narration that he's creating, this is not the reality of the situation. Muslims are all over the United States. We welcome every single person from every single, you know, path and background. As long as you come with respect, we will treat you with all the respect that you bring. So,
thank you.
No problems.
This particular individual I did not meet, but I think I saw him recently in Michigan. I think it was the guy who was slapping the Quran with bacon. Actually, I don't know what that even does. It was saying a lot of different things. This is a very peaceful environment, as you can see. But if somebody really wants to insist on creating a particular narrative, there's nothing you can change about that. This is part of the First Amendment. It's part of people's rights in this country. And it's also part of our rights as Americans, as Muslims, to live the way that we please. This is Thanksgiving weekend. We're giving thanks in our own ways, according to our own values. And as somebody of African descent and as a Muslim, America has a history, 400 plus years, of telling people how to live a particular way. So if you came here and it's a private property, you may be breaking laws here. So if you're coming here in peace, as many people have, there's no problem. But if you're looking for other things, you will find out just about anywhere in this country, anybody will have a problem with you. So we come in peace, and we ask, invite other people to come in peace and get to know each other.
It don't make sense to me at all. I mean, like, they don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I literally didn't even speak to them.
Yeah. How do you feel? How's overall the, you're not Muslim, but you're not Muslim, right?
No.
But how do you feel being around all these Muslims? Did you feel threatened?
I feel good.
Yeah?
I love them.
You love them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
We got a good old boy here, born and bred in America. Also a convert to Islam, I heard.
Correct.
Tell me, what do you think about that post he just posted?
I mean, kicked out by an angry mob of jihadis. It was one brother that kicked him out. So there was no angry mob behind him. SubhanAllah, the brothers were aware that he was kind of suspicious from the jump, and they let him in anyway. So, you know.
They let him in anyways, yeah, because what? Because he was the guy who was trying. He was trying to burn the Quran, and
they didn't know who he was at the front. But they thought, you know, it might have been. You know, it looked a little off. So, but like I said, they let him in. They made sure that he wasn't up to anything bad. And then, yeah, I guess when he left, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he was no angry mob behind him. That's for sure.
Yeah, because if you look at the context, you know, the situation, there was on social media, they were promoting that, you know, these Muslims, Islamists, and all these, you know, fake terms that develop, trying to, you know, and that heightened things over here. We want to protect the families that are here. This thing is being live streamed. You got families, children. We got to protect them. We don't want some terrorists coming over here and,
course,
you know, disrupting the peace. And it's Thanksgiving, and the whole theme is behind what? It's being thankful to the Creator.
Yeah, hamd.
Yeah, so again, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying there was definitely no angry mob behind them. It's funny, you know, these guys, they don't really come, especially there were other brothers across the street are yelling and, you know, had signs and, you know, they had
those other Islam haters. Yeah.
Correct. You know, they don't come, you know, mashallah, there were actual brothers and families who came that weren't Muslim. And they sat and they listened and they left, and alhamdulillah, you know, if they benefited, they benefited. But these guys don't come with good intentions, you know. They come just to agitate, to disrupt, to make people scared, to intimidate. So alhamdulillah, the brothers handled it, you know. All the shayukh, they went and spoke to them, but these guys don't want to listen at the end of the day, subhanAllah.
Yeah. What advice do you have for your average American who fell for the propaganda, because millions and millions of dollars are being pumped into creating fear of Muslims? You've been a Muslim now for how long?
3 years.
3 years. Your experience, how's it been? You know, in a nutshell, why'd you accept Islam? And for those who are sincerely, they're scared because of the propaganda that they've been fed.
Yeah, the first thing for me was just breaking breaking out of that idea that Muslims are terrorists and this and that. Like, growing up, you know, my family wasn't violently against Muslims or anything, but just the general, you know, general feeling around Muslims is just almost, it's more fear of the unknown, right? Who are these people? Why are they here? You know, we don't understand exactly. And then if you follow the media and the news, of course, you're only going to see it one way. So my first, actually one of my best friends now, alhamdulillah, is a Muslim, but I met him when I came to school, and that was like the first time I actually saw someone practicing. And, you know, he prayed, he stayed away from alcohol, he stayed away from girls, all these things. I'd never seen any religious person like really follow what they were doing. And so to see a Muslim and say, okay, this guy's normal, right? His family has me over for dinner, his family's normal, there's no secret, there's no plan in their, you know, it's so that was the biggest eye-opener for me, was realizing, okay, the narrative's wrong. And then once that happened, it was just like the gates were open, right? My mind was open to just, you know, talking about it, dialoguing, what's this about, why do women cover, why does this happen, why do you guys do this? Alhamdulillah, eventually it led to me accepting Islam. Yeah, all just from, like I said, good brothers, Muslims that are practicing, and actually showed me what real Islam is.
What does Islam mean?
To submit to your Creator, to submit to Allah, to submit to God. At the end of the day, if you don't submit to God, you're going to be a slave to something else. Or I'd rather be a slave to my Creator than a slave to money or girls or my desires or another, you know, working for another man in his company, having that be my life and my purpose. Alhamdulillah, it sounds like slave, you know, people have a bad connotation, but it's freeing. You know, I'm free of the desires of creation, of man, of these things. So, alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
And what we see here so far, we've been working this contract, all we saw is only a love and people trying to get to know the divine power that basically regulate their life. So the comments that I saw on the website, I find it ridiculous. And I pray that he understand the way things go. And please, folks, be fair with everybody in the quest of divine knowledge and divine success.
He says he snuck in. He infiltrated the jihadists at a local mosque in Tampa, video to come. A pastor who served in ministry, how did you feel going to the Dean Center? Would you feel like this guy said that we were jihadists or anything like that?
Absolutely not. N-O-T. Some of the nicest, warmest, kindest, friendliest people. Honest, sincere. Sure, we have some differences of opinions, but we just had a wonderful conversation. I was calm. He was calm. Everybody was calm. It was wonderful. They fed me. I'm a fat, happy camper.
Now, I know, look, you're a big guy. You're originally from New York. You got muscles. So I know you're not easily intimidated. But can you tell me, was there anything intimidating or menacing about anyone there? Did you feel uncomfortable at all?
I'm laughing. Like, uncomfortable? I felt like I was in a den of...
And so you obviously, you're a Christian, and we were Muslim, but you sat down and got to speak with Sheikh Uthman and Brother Eddie and just spend some time having a great conversation. You tell me, how was that experience? Because obviously you didn't revert to Islam, so they obviously didn't enforce what they like to call Sharia law, which honestly they don't even know what Sharia law is, because what Sharia law covers is worship in regards to how we pray, how we fast, our personal conduct, which is things like being honest, being kind, respecting our parents, which I try to do, you know. It's family law, the rules regarding marriage and divorce, parenting, the rights of spouses, inheritance rights. All these things are what Sharia law is. What's not Sharia law? So Sharia law promotes faith. It promotes, you know, your life, your wealth. What the misconceptions are is that this law is going to force Islam upon others, that we're rigid and we're about punishing people and we want non-Muslims to basically, you know, the infidels. Like, we're going to come after you with the sword if you don't revert to Islam. So you went in a Christian. Correct me if I'm wrong, you came out a Christian, and you lived through it, right?
Right. Capital R-I-G-H-T, exclamation point.
So, I mean, in Islam, there's no compulsion. We don't, obviously, we're going to, there was just a conversation, so you said there's a slight difference of opinion, but when you left the conversation, first of all, was it an argument or was it a conversation?
It was a conversation. There was absolutely no arguments, not on their behalf, not on my behalf, not on anyone's behalf. We just talked. There was water bottles there. I used them as nice little examples. And there was a lot of things we did agree on. And it was wonderful. Even Imam Sheikh said, it's a wonderful conversation.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw that he even mentioned it in reference, when he was referring to the guys who were starting trouble, he was saying that he wouldn't even really call them Christians, air quotes, because they didn't exemplify things that Christ would exemplify. Like in Luke 6, when he talks about doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you and being merciful and being kind, this is not what was exemplified by those people outside that day. But I think when a true Christian like you came in with sincere, open mind, just having a conversation, it was, you tell me, what was the experience like?
It was just, like I said, calm, peaceful. not at all what people would imagine in their own warped minds based on misunderstanding. People, they could allow outside influences of society determine their perceptions, but not really know a person. So when you put all those preconceived false perceptions and notions aside, and you actually talk to somebody, then you realize they are not at all what people think in terms of the negativity.
Right.
Is there negativity in every culture and society, whether it's Muslim or Christian or Jewish or what, or whatever culture? Yes, there's negativity in every part of society, but just because there's one bad apple doesn't mean the whole barrel is rotten.
Right. And so you didn't experience any rotten apples when you were at the Dean Center, then, is what you're saying.
No rotten apples. A really good chicken, though.
But you like the shawarma. You like the shawarma. So walking around, I mean, obviously you said you got to talk to Brother Eddie and Sheikh Uthman. But just, was there anybody else you interacted with just as you were walking around? Were people friendly, or were they giving you weird looks and you felt like, oh my goodness, I'm a white man of Jewish ancestry who's a Christian. They're coming to get me. Did you feel anything like that?
No, absolutely not. Everyone was just doing their own thing, and people that did converse with me, like Brother Yaakov, a wonderful Jewish man, young man. And we talked for a long time, up until the time that, you know, we both left around 10:30 at night. And again, it was just conversations, listening to each other's opinions. You know, in Jewish culture, they call it midrashing. We're conversing back and forth, but it's always on a friendly basis. And that's how it was, you know, the whole night. Nothing horrible whatsoever.
That's interesting. So you ran into Yaqub, who's a Jewish revert to Islam, and seems like the narrative that's being driven is almost like a propaganda from a standpoint of all these Muslims are bad, loop them in and roll them all up into one. And like you said yourself, in every culture, there's good and bad. But as far as what this guy was saying with this Facebook thing, a bunch of jihadists and were, you know, ready to implement Sharia law and do all these things. Did you experience anything like that?
No way, Jose. Or should I say, no way, Yeshua. No way, Jesus. I was comfortable. Even he came to the door today to return something that belongs to you. And he said, hey, let's take a picture. And we took a selfie. And, you know, I put my arm around him. You know, brothers are brothers, and we are supposed, Jesus commanded us to love your neighbor as yourself, to love one another. Yes, he says, love your enemies, but you know what? Sheikh is not my enemy. He's my brother. He's my friend. So yeah, love your enemies, but he's not one of them. Eddie's not one of them. The people I met, Yaakov, he's not an enemy. They are friends. They are new friends in my life. We serve the same one God.
That's awesome to hear. That's awesome to hear. All right, Dad. Well, I just was, you know, I wanted to see what your take on it was, because when Brother Eddie told me that, you know, there's people saying stuff, I was like, well, you know what? My dad just visited. I'd like to hear his thoughts and his opinion. So I appreciate it, Dad. I will talk to you soon and tell Mom I love her.
I will. Love you too.
All right. Take care, Dad. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Now that you've seen the truth with your own eyes, now you know it was live stream. You've heard the witnesses, the Christian attendees. a Christian, Pastor Bob, all of them exposing this Jacob Lange, this hate provocateur, this agent, the question becomes simple. How many more times will hate provocateurs like him try to deceive the public, provoke hate, and then play the victim for money? This wasn't an accident. This wasn't a misunderstanding. This was a pre-planned attempt to enter a peaceful Muslim family event, lie about who he was, cause a disturbance, and then run online to weaponize the moment for his financial gain. And he failed because the truth is stronger than lies. What happened that night shows something very important. Muslims, Christians, good people who choose honesty and decency will always overpower those who rely on deception and hate. Pastor Bob was welcome. Christian families were welcome. Jewish families were welcome. Everyone was welcome. Everyone saw but kindness, respect, and hospitality. The only chaos came from the man who snuck in wearing a fake identity. So now the question is for you, the viewer, are you going to let a Senate candidate, a cop beating former prisoner, get away with this? Are you going to let someone pardoned by Trump use this pardon as a shield to spread lies, create division, and endanger peaceful communities? We asked Trump to step in because Trump vouched for him, to put him in his place. If this was a synagogue, if he did this in a Jewish community, imagine, or he did this in a Christian community, if the roles were reversed. If a Muslim went into a synagogue or a church disguised as someone who he wasn't, just to create chaos and discord, this would be mainstream news coverage. We asked the honest journalists, media reporters to report on this. We need Trump. Also, the person that he pardoned is disrespecting Trump. For Trump to also, as he would for the Jewish community, for the Christian community, he will call this behavior out. Now it's a call to action. What could you do? Share this video. Tag your local media. Send this to the president. Send it to community leaders here in Florida and everywhere. Muslim, Christian, Jewish, and anyone who cares about honesty, integrity, just good Americans. Good, honest Americans. And who is for peace, not division. Let them see exactly what happened. And let them know that we will not stay silent when someone tries to poison relationships between our communities that have lived side by side for decades in peace. America deserves better. Florida deserves better. And truth deserves a voice. And let you be that voice. Do your small part and get this out. Thank you for watching. And may God guide all of us to the right way and to things that will unite this country, not tear it up and divide it apart. Thank you. Peace be with you.